Shalom Aleichem. With Pesach approaching, our question relates to the tiniest, the fast of the Bechorim, Erev Pesach. That is the minhag that the Jewish Bechorim fast because they were spared, whereas the rest of the Bechorim throughout Egypt, Egyptian or not, were not spared. They were killed that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question in this regard is what is necessary to have a siyum in order to absolve those Bechorim from fasting? Is it sufficient to have a Masechta of Mishnayis learned, for example, Maseches Shabbos or Yevamos? Those are fairly long and hard, or the easy ones, Beitza, not so easy, but it's short, Tainis, Megillah, etc. They're much shorter ones. So would it be sufficient to learn a Masechta of Mishnayis in order to have a Siyum on that day so that the Bechorim do not need to fast? So indeed, that is our question of the day, and it goes as follows. When it comes to Tainis Bechorim, this is brought in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, that the source of the concept of a Siyum, when somebody finishes a Masechta, is Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Beis, that Abaye says, Tesi Li, the Chichazina Turva Marabana, the Shali Masechta, Abidna Yoma Tova Larabana, give me credit, give me schar, that when I would see a Talmud Chacham, and he finished a Masechta, I would make a Yontif for him, I'd make a Siyum. So based on that, we see something fascinating. We have Abaye being recorded in the Gemara that he would make a Siyum for a Talmud Chacham who finished a Masechta. What type of Masechta is he talking about? So the Tshuva's Beis Yisrael says he's obviously talking about a Masechta of Mishnayis, that if a Talmud Chacham finished a Masechta, a tractate of Mishnayis, that Abaye would make a Siyum. Why? The tractates of the Gemara did not exist at that time. We're talking about an incident recorded as it relates to Abaye in the Gemara itself. The Gemara had not been codified at that time. Abaye was an Amora, and accordingly, he is talking about if somebody would finish a Masechta of Mishnayis, and even so, he would make a Siyum on that. So that seems to be a fairly strong proof that you indeed can have a Siyum, including the Erev Pesach, the Tainis Bechorim, to Siyum, to remove the obligation of the Bechorim for fasting. It would suffice to have that Siyum on a Masechta of Mishnai. So in fact, there are three additional proofs we can bring that a Masechta of Mishnai should suffice. So number one goes as follows, the Hiratzon that we say at a Siyum of a Masechta says as follows, Kein Tazreinu Lahaschil Masechtos Usfarim Acherim Ulesaimam. We are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah, that you should help us to finish, to start and finish other Masechtas and other Sfarim. In other words, it's not only limited to a Masechta of Gemara, but Sfarim Acherim is including of other things. So that indeed could be inclusive of Masechtas of Mishnayos and Sifrei Tanakh, etc. So that would be proof number one from the language that we say at the Siyum. The Pnei Yeshua says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Brachos says that Ki Havim Misayim Sifra de Iov, when he would finish a Sefer, the Sefer of Iov, he would say a certain fila. In other words, we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't limited to Masechta of Iyun study in the Gemara, which didn't exist at the time of Rabbi Yochanan either, but we see even a Siyum on a Sefer of Tanakh would suffice. So that is proof number two. And proof number three goes as follows. The Rama says, when you have a Siyum of a Masechta, or Seudas Erusin, or that is a party that is an Erusin, an engagement, a Kiddushin party, then we would have meat. Those are special times that we would have specifically meat, when you finish a Masechta or a Seuda of an Erusin. Now the Gra there fixes the text. It says a Siyum Masechta, Seudas Erusin, when you're having a Siyum Masechta and when you're having a Seuda of an Erusin. So in fact, it goes as follows. The Gra says it wasn't originally Usu'udas Erusin. A Su'ud of Erusin, that is not the correct text. Originally, what it said in the Ramah was a Siyum Masechta, and it had a Rosh Tevos Visamech Aleph. Visamech Aleph, and some publisher, somebody who was printing it, was opening up the Rosh HaYeshivos, didn't want to leave it at Rosh HaYeshivos, so wanted to open up, spell out what it stood for. So instead of saying V'samech Aleph, they spelled it out as Su'udas Eirusin, but that is in fact a mistake. It didn't stand for Su'udas Eirusin, it was Samech Aleph Isfarim Acherim. So in fact, what the Ramah originally said is, the Besiyu Masechta Usfarim Acherim Ochlim Basar, and that publisher made a mistake. And instead of saying Besiyu Masechta Usfarim Acherim, meaning it's not only Masechta but other books as well, that's when we made a mistake and saw V'samech Aleph, and instead of writing Usfarim Acherim, wrote Usuudas Erusin. So there we have a third proof, based on that Ramah, that Grah fixing the text of the Ramah, that it's not only going to be a Masechta of Gemara, but a Masechta of Mishnah should suffice as well. Now, having said that, there are alternative views that a Siyum of a Masechta of Mishnah will not suffice. So the Tshuvas Pnei Meivin says as follows, that the Imker concept of a Siyum is we have Simcha when we learn with tremendous effort. That's when we have a yuntif, that's when we have a seuda, that when we have a siyum of something that we put yagia into, that we really worked hard at. However, when it comes to learning of something that we didn't have to schwitz over, we don't have to work hard over, that is not going to be as big of a siyum, and then that's not going to be as big as of a simcha, and accordingly, it wouldn't be a yuntif. So we have a bai saying, I'm going to make a yuntif for any Talmud Chachum who finishes. It's not going to be warranting a siyum. Va'al kein, accordingly, says the Tshuvas Bnei Meivin, when it comes to a siyum of a Masechta Mishnayis, a Masechta of Mishnayis is not something that you have to put tremendous effort into, and accordingly, there would not be a siyum. Rakim saimul kol shita shidra. The only time a mishnayos would suffice is if you finish all of the mishnayos, all six sedarim of the mishnayos, or in a minimum of one seder of the mishnayos, a minimum of one seder, not a masechta. You have many masechtas in every seder. That would be the minimum requirement to have a siyum, and that is what we would be the minimum required meant for the siyum, including the siyum on the tainus of the Bechorim. So that is the Shita of the Tshuvas Pnei Meivin. In fact, the Tshuvas Pre Hasada agrees with that, but he does say as follows. Having said that it's not going to suffice, Mishnayis, a Masechta, so Mishnayis, if you have a Talmud Chacham that learns Mishnayis, a Masechta, one Masechta Mishnayis, but he learns it be'iyun. He learns it with the commentary of the Bartanura and the Tosfos Yontif, and also he knows some of the Gemara on that Masechta, so he knows the Shaklim and Tarya on the Gemara, on the Mishnayis, so he knows a little bit more in depth on it. If that's the case, that is going to be something that is going to bring him Simcha, and accordingly, that would suffice. So there we have it, the Tshuvas Bnei Meivin saying that a minimum, you'd have to finish all Mishnayos, or a minimum, one Seder of Mishnayos, one out of the six. And you have the Tshuvas Pnei Hasada saying, even a Masechta, I agree, Mishnayos is not sufficient, but it would suffice if you have a Talmud Chacham that learns even a Masechta Mishnayos in detail, with various Meforshim, and he knows some of the Gemara on it, so that would be considered real effort, and that would be considered bringing enough Simcha to that individual that would warrant a siyum. So in a nutshell, we have poskim saying a Masechta Mishnayis does suffice. We have proof, a number of proofs that it does suffice. But on the other hand, we have as well certain achronim saying, no, it doesn't suffice. It has to be Gemara, because that takes more effort. And in the minimum, it has to be not a Masechta Mishnayis, but a whole Seder of Mishnayis, or a Masechta that was learned in real depth. Have a wonderful day.